2019年学历检测测验题本，英语文八年级听力及阅读测验。各位同学，我们将要进行英语的听力测验和阅读能力测验。第一部分是听力测验，共三大题，每一题都会先说明作答方式，请注意试题本上的例题。录音说明完才会开始播放考试的题目，每题会播放两遍，题目不在试题本上，请依照听到的内容并看到各题的四个选项中选出一个正确或最佳的答案，并画记在答案卡上。录音念下一题时，你就要跟着做下一题，录音会带着你做完所有的听力题目。开始作答后，请自行完成测验，监考老师不会回答任何问题，但是你如果感觉身体不舒服，可以举手向监考老师反映。现在请翻页，听力测验即将开始，请安静并专心作答。第一部分，听力能力检测，共三大题，15小题。第一大题，辨识句意，作答说明，每题均有4张图片，请依据所听到的句子，选出符合描述的图片，每题播放2次。请看示例题，你会看到1、2、3、44个选项，然后你会听到
Jessica is running in the park. Jessica is running in the park.
依据所播放的内容，正确答案应该选一。请将答案卡该题一的地方涂黑涂满。现在开始播放试题。第一题。
Monica baked a cake for her father last night because today is her father's birthday. Monica baked a cake for her father last night because today is her father's birthday.
第二题。
John went sailing with his dog last weekend.John went sailing with his dog last weekend.
第二大题，基本问答，作答说明，每题均有4个选项，请依据所听到的内容，选出一个最适合的回应，每题播放2次。请看示例题，你会看到1、2、3、44个选项，然后你会听到
Are you hungry? Are you hungry?
依据所播放的内容，正确答案应该选三。请将答案卡该题三的地方涂黑涂满。现在开始播放试题。第三题。
Excuse me, is the juice on the table yours?Excuse me, is the juice on the table yours?
第四题。
Who went to the movie with you last Sunday? Who went to the movie with you last Sunday?
第五题。
Christmas is only 1 week away. Christmas is only 1 week away.
第六题。
Can I borrow you for a minute? Maybe 2 or 4. I want to tell you something. Can I borrow you for a minute? Maybe 2 or 4.I want to tell you something.
第七题。
Excuse me, I lost my wallet. Where is the nearest police station? Excuse me, I lost my wallet. Where is the nearest police station?
第八题。
I'm going to Tokyo this winter. Is it cold there? I'm going to Tokyo this winter. Is it cold there?
第三大题，言谈理解，作答说明。每题均有四个选项，请依据所听到的对话或短文内容，选出一个最适合的答案。每题播放两次。请看示例题，你会看到一、二、三、四四个选项，然后你会听到
Wake up, Vicky. You are late for school.
No, I want to sleep. We don't have class today.
But today is Friday.
No, Dad. Today is Saturday.
Question. What day is today? Wake up, Vicky. You are late for school.
No, I want to sleep. We don't have class today.
But today is Friday.
No, Dad. Today is Saturday.
Question. What day is today?
依据所播放的内容，正确答案应该选三。请将答案卡该题三的地方涂黑涂满。现在开始播放试题。第九题。
Vicky?
I am still sleepy.
Hurry up. It's already 6:30.
Too early, Daddy. I'm still very tired. 10 more minutes, please.
Vicky, it's time to go to school, and you need to eat breakfast first.
Oh, please. 5 more minutes, Daddy.
Come on. Mom just prepared breakfast for you.Question. What's the man trying to do? Vicky?
I am still sleepy.
Hurry up. It's already 6:30.
Too early, Daddy. I'm still very tired. 10 more minutes, please.
Vicky, it's time to go to school, and you need to eat breakfast first.
Oh, please.5 more minutes, Daddy.
Come on. Mom just prepared breakfast for you. Question. What's the man trying to do?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for shopping with us today. This is Jenny at the Lost and Found office.We have a lost child here. He is a 2-year-old boy wearing blue jeans, black shoes, and a black t-shirt with a picture of a cute dog. He is 90 centimeters tall with short hair, and he says his father's name is Michael. If you are this child's father, please come to the office to pick up your son.
Question. What do we know from the message?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for shopping with us today. This is Jenny at the Lost and Found office. We have a lost child here. He is a 2-year-old boy wearing blue jeans, black shoes, and a black t-shirt with a picture of a cute dog.He is 90 centimeters tall, with short hair, and he says his father's name is Michael. If you are this child's father, please come to the office to pick up your son.
Question. What do we know from the message?
Do you smell something strange?
Yes. Where is it coming from?
Is it from the trash can in the living room?
No. Maybe it's coming from the kitchen.
Really? Can you check the kitchen?
Oh, I burned the toast. I think we will have to buy breakfast from the breakfast shop.
Question. Where does this smell come from?
Do you smell something strange?
Yes. Where is it coming from?
Is it from the trash can in the living room?
No. Maybe it's coming from the kitchen.
Really? Can you check the kitchen?
Oh, I burned the toast. I think we will have to buy breakfast from the breakfast shop.
Question. Where does this smell come from?
It is 6 o'clock in the morning, and here is today's weather report. It's raining in the north of Taiwan, and the sun won't show up this morning, but you will have some sunshine in the afternoon. However, if you live in the south, remember to put your sunglasses on, because the weather will be sunny and hot all day long. Looking at the weather forecast for the east, it will be cloudy with strong winds coming in from the sea. In the west of the island, you will see clear, blue, sunny skies all day.
Question. Which picture shows today's weather in the morning?
It is 6 o'clock in the morning, and here is today's weather report. It's raining in the north of Taiwan, and the sun won't show up this morning, but you will have some sunshine in the afternoon. However, if you live in the south, remember to put your sunglasses on, because the weather will be sunny and hot all day long. Looking at the weather forecast for the east, it will be cloudy with strong winds coming in from the sea. In the west of the island, you will see clear, blue, sunny skies all day.
Question. Which picture shows today's weather in the morning?
Luke, I got a new cell phone and a new cell phone number.
Really? What is your new cell phone number?
0968-246-123. How about yours, Luke?
My cell phone number is 0968-456-444.
You know, 4 is an unlucky number in Chinese. 4 in Chinese sounds like the word for death. Would you like to change it?
I didn't know that. But I don't mind. I think 4 sounds great.
Question. Which of the following sentences is true?
Luke, I got a new cell phone and a new cell phone number.
Really? What is your new cell phone number?
0968-246-123. How about yours, Luke?
My cell phone number is 0968-456-444.
You know, 4 is an unlucky number in Chinese. 4 in Chinese sounds like the word for death. Would you like to change it?
I didn't know that. But I don't mind. I think 4 sounds great.
Question. Which of the following sentences is true?
Good morning. Welcome to ORD. Flight BR-129 is going to fly from Chicago to Hong Kong. Please take your tickets and bags with you to gate D9 and get on the plane now. Also, please wear a mask to protect yourself. If you have a fever or a headache, please tell us right away. Thank you. Enjoy your trip.
Question. What is ORD?
Good morning. Welcome to ORD. Flight BR129 is going to fly from Chicago to Hong Kong. Please take your tickets and bags with you to gate D9 and get on the plane now. Also, please wear a mask to protect yourself. If you have a fever or a headache, please tell us right away. Thank you. Enjoy your trip.
Question. What is ORD?
Mr. Wong, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
I want to be a doctor, but my parents want me to be a teacher. They think it is better for a girl to study English or arts, not science.
But your science and math grades are very good. And your homework about headaches was really great. I think you will make a good doctor.
Can women really be good doctors?
Of course.
Thank you, Mr. Wong.
Question. What do we know about the woman?
Mr. Wong, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
I want to be a doctor, but my parents want me to be a teacher. They think it is better for a girl to study English or arts, not science.
But your science and math grades are very good. And your homework about headaches was really great. I think you will make a good doctor.
Can women really be good doctors?
Of course.
Thank you, Mr. Wong.
Question. What do we know about the woman?